These past few months have been among the toughest in our country's history. Loved ones have been lost, and it has taken a toll on so many of us, emotionally, mentally, and physically. In the darkest moments, I think we all worried how bad things would get, how much more people would have to suffer before we got through the worst. As a country, we got through this without giving way to despair, by looking out for each other and by staying hopeful. This spirit of hope proved to be contagious, and it's brought us to where we are now, ahead of schedule, able to accelerate the reopening of our society and our economy. After studying the expert advice of NPHET, Cabinet today approved the rephasing of the roadmap. Apart from some exceptions, most things are now being moved to Phase 3, beginning on Monday, the 29th of June. I'm making this announcement today to give people time to prepare so the places can be ready to reopen. For example, churches and places of worship, gyms, cinemas, leisure facilities, and yes, hairdressers, beauticians, and barbershops. In Phase 3, which we expect to commence on Monday, the 29th of June, all sporting activities, including close contact sports, can recommence. This includes team leagues for adults and children. But we all need to stay careful. It will not be as it was before the start of the pandemic. And for now, sports will take place with very limited numbers of spectators. We're making progress, but this announcement comes with terms and conditions. The virus hasn't gone away. We're all still susceptible to it. People should still work from home if they can. Mass gatherings of people will be limited to 50 people indoors and 200 people outdoors until the 20th of July. All going well, this will rise to 100 people indoors and 500 people outdoors thereafter. As our country is reopened in a controlled and measured way, personal responsibility will become more important than ever before. So we're asking people to consider four things before making a decision about doing something, and at all times, evaluate the risk for yourself and to others. These four things are distance, activity, time, and environment, or DATE for short. Distance, always try to stay 2 meters apart from somebody else if possible. Activity, wash your hands regularly, wear a face covering on public transport or in a crowded indoor place like a supermarket. T for time. The length of time and the amount of time you spend with a person or a group increases your risk. And E, environment. Always bear in mind that a closed, poorly ventilated indoor space is much riskier than being outdoors. So taking personal responsibility means not entering a place if you see that it's packed. It means leaving somewhere, even if you're having a good time, if you've been there for too long. It means exercising judgment and self-control for your own sake, but also for the collective good. This rephasing of the roadmap has been made possible by the solidarity you've shown and the sacrifices, decisions, and choices that you've made over the last few months. That has made it possible for us as a nation to suppress this virus. Instead of being forced back, we've been able to push the spread of the virus back and advance forward. There's, of course, more work we need to do, and we need to show the same determination and ambition now in leading our economic recovery, creating new jobs, getting people back to work, and businesses reopened. Many people have asked, how quickly can we bounce back, and how long will it take before our economy returns to where it was before, with a job for everyone who wants one, poverty in decline, and incomes on the rise? The truth is, we cannot know for sure. Some have asked whether there's a limit to what we can achieve. My answer is that limit does not exist. We've been here before, and we know the way out. We know what needs to be done, and the next roadmap will be a roadmap for economic recovery, the National Recovery Plan. In the years to come, we will never forget how the world was upended in 2020. Never again will we take something as simple as a haircut for granted, our time spent with parents or grandparents, or meeting friends for a drink. Thankfully, we found ways to stay connected, even when we were forced apart. The mission of the next government will be to repair all that has been damaged by this crisis. And if we carry forward in the same spirit of solidarity, determination and hope, then we have nothing to fear. Nothing is beyond us. And just as the government will need to act, so too will we as citizens. We will need to continue to act responsibly, understand that we have no treatment or vaccine for this virus. And until such time as we do, we'll be living a very different type of life. But a life where we can again do so many things that are important to us and our families. As a nation, we've been through a shared experience. And as we move forward, we will never forget what we've lost, what we've learned, and what we've gained. Thank you very much. Good evening.